This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Amid a crowded Democratic primary, there is now a Republican candidate vying for the seat currently held by Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports former Illinois Republican Party Chair Don Tracy has been making the rounds at the Illinois State Fair to tout his credentials for the U.S. Senate post. The attorney from Springfield says he wants to bring tax relief to working families. Tracy, though, faces an uphill battle in a Democratic stronghold like Illinois, but he says he will appeal to blue voters by focusing on Midwestern values.
On a clear day, 70% of the voters in Illinois can see the Willis Tower. So trust me, I'll be spending a lot of time in the suburbs talking about that very thing.
Illinois has not elected a Republican U.S. senator since 2010. Cook County and school officials are urging families to get their children vaccinated against the measles ahead of the start of the school year. Cook County data show more than 12,000 school-aged children are unvaccinated against measles, and that number has doubled in the past 10 years. Public health experts say measles is a very contagious disease and infects 9 out of 10 unvaccinated people who become exposed. The lineup for the Chicago Humanities Fall Festival is out. It includes authors Margaret Atwood and Salman Rushdie, also comedians Kate McKinnon and Cheech Marin. There will be a tribute as well to the late Chicago fashion designer Virgil Abloh. The festival runs September 18th through November 13th. And get ready, the Savannah Bananas are making their Chicago debut this weekend. Often compared to the Harlem Globetrotters, the once collegiate baseball team performs nationwide now. They played their own variation of the sport. They call it banana ball. The team this weekend is playing two sold-out nights at the home of the White Sox, Wright Field. It took Chicago father Michael Phelps over a year to get tickets for his family. He competed in a lottery against 182,000 other people just for the chance to see this team in Chicago.
It was almost like getting your college admission letter. everybody's like, oh, did you hear? Did you get the ticket? And again, it isn't even did you get the tickets. It's, oh, did you get picked to get the opportunity to buy the tickets?
The Bananas compete against the Firefighters tomorrow and Saturday. You're listening to The Rundown. Our show Prison Cast has been serving people in Illinois prisons and jails for more than 3 years. We've received hundreds of messages from people who are incarcerated, and many people tell us they are working to better themselves while they do time. But there are barriers to that, and some of those barriers are only skin deep. Prison Cast producer Lauren Frost has this report on how tattoo removal programs could help people in custody to start fresh.
Like lots of stories I report on, this one starts with a letter I got from inside prison.
Dear Prison Cast, the reason for me writing and reaching out was I was trying to get a bill started in my name that will benefit every incarcerated man and woman that's faced with the same problem I'm dealing with.
This is Adonis Veal. He's incarcerated at Illinois River Correctional Center, a prison in central Illinois. And that problem he's dealing with, his face is covered in tattoos.
I think my teardrops was my first tattoo.
Some gang-related stuff.
Then I got the 6.G.
One is a hate symbol, though he says that's not why he got it. Adonis says ever since he began serving his sentence, he's wanted to take them all off.
I want to change my circle, my crowd, and I just wanted to change my appearance because it's like I don't want to be 60, 70 years old with tattoos in my face.
But here's the issue. He has no way to remove them or cover them while he's in the custody of the Illinois Department of Corrections.
I think that if guys could take advantage of that opportunity, they would.
That's where his idea comes in, for a state law to establish a tattoo removal program for incarcerated people. We wanted to investigate whether that's been done before and what it might look like. And it turns out, it's not such a wild idea. Last spring, I paid a visit to Redemption Studio. It's a state-licensed tattoo parlor, and it's inside the DuPage County Jail in Wheaton, Illinois.
Well, this is a fully functional tattoo studio. We got everything we need here.
This is Nick Perry, an artist with Empire Tattoos. When I visit, he's working with a client named Matthew, who's been getting some gang tattoos removed and covered.
At first, it's kind of difficult because you've had them for a long time. They become a part of you.
But Matthew says his mind changed as he got older. He's got 3 grandkids now.
And if you take a realistic look at your life, the decision doesn't only affect me. It affects my family. I've been out in public with my mother and ran into some trouble because of my tattoos. So as I got older, it's a lot easier to make the decision.
The artists and technicians who visit Redemption Studio don't just hide gang tattoos or hate symbols. They'll cover branding marks from human trafficking, scars from bullet wounds or self-harm, anything that might make it hard for someone to move forward. Another client, Nicholas, says his old ink represents his old identity. He thinks he got his first tattoos when he was 13 or 14 years old.
I knew that if I was going to transition into this new life that I had pictured for myself, I knew that things have to be removed. And you have to kill that old identity that you had, you know, shaped for yourself.
This is just one program at one county-run jail. The Illinois Department of Public Health says it's not aware of any other body art studios in the state that are inside prisons or jails. But traveling studios are another option. California's Department of Corrections launched a statewide tattoo removal program in 2023. Associate Warden Melanie Bruns says they work with a contractor who drives mobile studios to all the different state prisons there.
I would highly encourage other Department of Corrections to consider this. The feedback that we've gotten from our population has been nothing but positive. I mean, we have wait lists at almost all of our institutions.
The Illinois Department of Corrections denied our request for an interview about whether it's considered a tattoo removal program here and did not respond to written questions by our deadline. Back at Illinois River Prison, Adonis hopes legislators will consider his pitch for what he's calling the Adonis L. Veal Tattoo Removal Act. In the meantime, he's finding other ways to reinvent himself, despite the dehumanizing conditions of a state prison.
I'm like 60% better than what I was coming in. I think the other 40% will be when I hit the gate and practice everything that I learned behind these prison walls.
Adonis says he's educating himself, working, reading, and trying to make the most of his time. Lauren Frost, WBEZ News.
Weather sunny and warm today, high in the mid-80s, and then clear tonight, low in the upper 60s. Sunny and hot on Friday and hot through the weekend. Tomorrow's high in the low 90s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.